The process here, DC, for the Secretary to Parliament. It took a long time. It is finally over. We got the report. The Secretary to Parliament was charged on 13 charges. One charge was withdrawn due to lack of evidence. On 5 charges, he was not found guilty because the policy was not very clear on those issues. He was found guilty on 7 charges. On 4 of the 7 charges, he was found guilty of serious misconduct with a sanction that was a summary dismissal, and the other 2 charges were final warnings. We have conferred as the executive authority. We are sending correspondence to the secretary that we are going to accept the recommendations of the DC and that we will be putting into motion a process which will then have the 2 houses dealing with a motion on this matter, because the 2 houses appoint the Secretary to Parliament. That is what we wanted to say on the DC of the Secretary to Parliament. Can I proceed to the second one? The second one is the vacancy that has occurred in the budget office, parliamentary budget office. We have asked for, and adverts are being prepared to advertise for that vacancy. And as soon as we are ready, we will be coming back to tell you about that. That's it, ma'am.
I think for the record, may you please repeat the recommendations for the first?
For the first one. One, that we are writing to the Secretary of Parliament to say that we are accepting recommendations of the Disciplinary Committee. 2, that a process is being put into motion for the 2 houses to then process that recommendation that comes out of the DC.
Okay, honourable members, honourable Steenhuisen, honourable Singh.
Thank you, Co-Chair. Just to establish, when does the current Secretary to Parliament's contract end, and what would the consequences be? Will there be any financial recouping of salary paid to Mali Zin on pension for the last 2.5 years?
Co-Chairperson. Just one quick question. I just want to know if the EA have considered whether there are any appeal mechanisms available to the former Secretary of Parliament before we consider the House resolution. Thank you.
We have considered that. We considered that. I said that of the 4 of the 7 charges found that he could be summarily dismissed. We have taken an opinion on the DC. We are very clear that we are on sure ground. But we, as the EA, do not appoint the Secretary, otherwise we would have taken the decision. We think that it is still up to the House to make that call and to allow us to proceed as Parliament to put the House in order. On the issue, the Secretary to Parliament's contract ends in October or November? November. He started on December. The contract ends in November. So we do not think that there would be too much. We actually do not anticipate. We'll take it as it comes that he would want to be compensated after a finding of summary dismissal on numerous counts. But if he, of course, every South African has the right, if the matter has been processed by the House, to go to the CCMA and to take the matter wherever he wants to take it. So that is a channel open to him, like any other South African. But obviously it would be difficult for him to do anything until the houses have taken a decision on the matter.
Members, can we bear in mind that the NCOP has started, and if members of the NCOP can withdraw, it means that our meeting is not correcting. So I'll give each one of you half a second. Stenizen, just one sentence, please.
One thing. Would the obvious question not be then just not to renew the contract? Because then there's no appeal or anything of the sort. Because if you're saying to me that there's no financial consequences to him, there's no repaying of benefits, there's nothing like that, surely the cheapest, cleanest way is just not to renew the contract, rather than giving the avenue of appeal, etc. Has that been considered?
Deputy Chief.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Thanks, Co-Chairperson. Let me take this opportunity to thank the presiding officers for the report. As the ANC, we really appreciate it. This matter is long overdue. It was supposed to have been finalized earlier, but due processes have to be followed. And our understanding of a contract is that when your contract comes to an end, it's not given that it must be renewed. It has come to an end. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you. The part of allowing the two houses to deal with the details of how they want to conclude, I think it's very important. Whether it's a correction out of what will be presented by the executive authority and follow the line of Honorable Stienhuisen, or it's a dismissal. It's neither here nor there, but I'm of the view that we can allow that process to get to the two houses, as it is within the jurisdiction of the two houses to conclude that process. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Can you tell us what is the cost implications in the fact that this matter was delayed for such a long period of time? What has it cost us in terms of this?
I don't have the figures. We can bring the figures to you when we next come. But I just to get back to Mr. Stenhuisen, I think you are luring us into saying we took time, we spent money of Parliament and put a man through DC, and there we want to save 2 months. I think the implications of a person being found to merit the summary dismissal is not somebody you allow to stay longer. I think that it would be unfair, because we would pretend as though we had not gone through this process, we would have paid for nothing. But also, you would allow a situation where somebody walks out, even if you don't renew, is employable somewhere without a record being made that this occurrence did take place. So that's where I would leave it.
We have come to the end of our meeting. Just for the benefit of the media, I know earlier on we had a closed session, so that when I go outside of this meeting, they don't ask questions. I should just report straight what has been agreed upon for 1 hour. It took us an hour to get to an agreement.